Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on overcoming, and we're talking about overcoming deception. We saw in Revelation 12:9 that the old serpent called the devil and Satan is the deceiver of the whole world. We do not want to let the deceiver have effect in us. Remember that the way that he does his work is through his demon spirits. The demon spirits are deceivers, and the activity of deceiving spirits is rampant in the world today. In fact, in 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Seducing means those that stray from the truth. Seducing spirits cause you to stray from the truth, and they also bring doctrines of devils. It's important that we do not let deception get a hold of us. You know, they always called Jesus a deceiver, but he was the one instead that brought the truth. How are we going to know if we are not deceived? It is because we're going to look at the Word of God, and we're going to study the whole Word of God, and we're going to be open, and we're going to be teachable, and we're going to be receptive to the Word. We're going to believe the Word, and we are going to let the Holy Spirit bring us revelation of the truth. We're not going to follow the traditions of men. We're not going to handle the Word of God with deception. Instead, we're going to study the Word and let the Holy Spirit bring us the truth. This is so important. There's so many differences and attitudes about salvation and about the Holy Spirit and about speaking in tongues and about healing and about deliverance and about so many different issues in the body of Christ. Well, what is the truth? There should not be all of this doctrinal difference. The reason is because of the activity of deceiving spirits that have caused people to stray away from the truth. The devil does not want you to have the pure Word of God. He does not want you to study the Word of God and know the truth. When you are deceived, he actually has ensnared you. He has led you away from that which is reality. We were talking about how we can be deceived, the causes of deception in a person's life. We saw in Mark chapter 12 where Jesus said that they erred because they did not know the Scriptures. You will be easily deceived by the enemy if you do not know the Scriptures. And we're not talking about just knowing something that you heard once. We're talking about knowing the Scriptures exactly, that you are accurate in your understanding of what the Scripture says. Not one of these attitudes, well, I think the Word says this, or I heard this once, or I believe the Scripture says it somewhere in the Bible, but I don't know where it is. We should be in the Word. We should know the Word. We should know where these Scriptures are so that we can check them out. If someone would bring something to you that would be contrary to what you have learned from the Scriptures, you'd be able to go to the Scripture. You would be able to look at that Scripture to know whether it was in line with the truth or not. If we do not know the Scriptures, then we will be an easy candidate for deception and we will err. Jesus also said that they erred because they did not know the power of God. The Bible says, from those that deny the power of God, from such turn away. We need to understand that God's Word is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Don't ever deny the power of God, the ability of God. God's Word is full of power. It is alive, it is powerful, and it is going to produce after its kind. God's Word produces fruit in your life. God's Word on healing will produce healing. God's Word on prosperity will produce prosperity. God's Word on peace will produce peace. God's Word on love produces the love of God operative in your life. If you don't have an area of the Word of God established in you, get in the Word of God. Know the Scriptures and believe in the power of God, which is going to change you and transform you, deliver you, and set you free, and help you to walk in the ways of God's Word. We saw the Scripture in Colossians 2:8 where they were following the traditions of men and after worldly principles. Do not be one of those who follows the tradition of men or the principles of this world. it will lead you into deception. You're going to be spoiled through all these things. That's why you have to watch what you hear. The worldly philosophy, all the deceitful things after the rudiments of this world and the traditions of men lead you away from the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's going to cause you to be lukewarm. Remember the lukewarm that are spewed out of his mouth? It said they were hot. They had some hot and they had some cold. That's what makes you lukewarm. And boy, that is a dangerous situation to be in. You must be free from the things of this world. You can't let the traditions of men, the worldly principles and philosophies affect your life. It is very important. You mix that truth with error and you are going to be in trouble. And this is what the devil delights in. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, it talks about, "Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." How are we going to know it? We're going to check it out through the Word of God. We're going to examine everything that we hear and see if it is in line with the principles of the Word of God. There should not be the doctrinal differences that there are today on so many different subjects. There's many out there that say you got to get born again in order to be saved. There's others that say, well, just belong to the church and you're okay. Well, there's somebody that's off. The truth is, Jesus said you must be born again. We can't ignore that. There's whole groups of people out there that claim to be Christians that aren't born again because they have not studied the Scriptures and done what the Word of God says. Another example is people think that they have already received the Holy Spirit when they were born again. Yet the Bible clearly shows in Acts 8, Acts 19, and Luke 11, 13, other places that the Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation. Again, we've got to know the truth. You've got to get in and study the Word of God. There's others that have taught, well, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you've got to tarry and wait. Well, that only occurred in Luke 24, 49, where they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to be poured out, and that was why they were waiting for it to come in the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Well, that's why they were tarrying and waiting. From that point on, there never is an instance of tarrying or waiting. So why do people teach that? Because they've taken some scriptures out of context. You cannot take scriptures out of context, otherwise you will be deceived. Or you can't just take one scripture and ignore the rest of them. You've got to study the whole Word of God, or you'll be easily deceived by the enemy. Also in the area of speaking in tongues. Most people call it the gift of tongues, and they figure that if they don't speak in tongues, that they don't have that gift. They fail to realize that there is a prayer language of tongues as well as the gift of tongues. There is a difference. And if you don't realize that this is a prayer language of tongues that everybody can have who has the Holy Spirit in them and that you can pray it at will, then you'll never realize that you have this ability. You'll think that it was just a gift and you apparently didn't get that gift. See, that's truth mixed with error and it deceives you from the truth. We've got to get ourselves into the truth. You know, there have been many who've believed in healing. There have been some out there, though, that say, well, Jesus really didn't take our infirmities, sickness, and disease and accomplish it on the cross, and it really wasn't in the redemption. That is deception. The truth is, Jesus did take our infirmities. He did bear away our sicknesses on the cross in order to provide healing for us. And he says that he heals us of all of our diseases. Some people go around and say, well, he'll heal you of some, but we don't know if he'll heal us of all. You've got to look at the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Don't believe the traditions of men or what just someone says. I tell the congregation that I pastor and other people that I minister to, I tell them, don't ever believe anything that I've said unless it's in line with the Word of God. Every single person needs to check things out in line with the Word of God so that we do not allow deception and the activity of deceiving spirits to lead us away from the truth. In James chapter 1, verse 26, we saw that scripture where if any of you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue but deceives his own heart, the man's religion is vain. You've got to learn to speak in line with God's Word. You can't sit there and just speak a bunch of negatives. If you don't bridle your tongue, you will deceive your own heart because whatever you're speaking with your mouth is going to be registered in your heart. So if you're confessing negativism, you're confessing doubt, unbelief, wavering, and speaking these things with your mouth, how are you going to ever release faith? It's not going to happen. You will actually deceive your own heart and hinder the release of your faith and the power of God flowing forth out of you. James 1:22, the Bible says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Be sure that you are a hearer and a doer of the word. If you just hear it, then you will just eventually forget it, and you will not continue in it. But if you are a doer of that which you hear, then it will be incorporated into your life, and it will produce fruit. The ones who really know the truth and the ones that are producing fruit in their life are hearers and doers of the word. If you're a hearer only, you think you know it, but you really don't until you do it. And you will actually deceive your own self, the Bible says. In Hebrews chapter 3, here it said that they were deceived because they did not know his ways. He said that they erred or were deceived in their hearts, and they've not known my ways. And what happened? They did not enter into his rest. They had an evil heart of unbelief. They had been deceived through sin. In fact, they even let themselves get hardened. Many people have gotten hardened today because of the activity of deceiving spirits that have been able to get into them. Because they did not know the truth, they did not allow the Holy Spirit's truth to be established in their heart. They erred in their heart. They believed a lie. They didn't know his ways, and therefore they didn't enter into rest. If you get into an evil heart of unbelief, you will depart from the Lord and miss out on the promise of God in your life. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17, "He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth." If we refuse the reproof, the correction from the Word of God, we're going to err, or we're going to let the deceiving spirits work against us. Be sure that you are teachable. Be sure that you are checking everything out with the Word and receive the reproof or the correction of the Word of God. In Psalms 119, verse 21, it says, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." In Obadiah 1:3, "The pride of thy heart hath deceived thee." Pride will bring deception, and it will cause you to err from the commandments. We need to humble ourselves, submit to God, and receive his word, and not let the enemy deceive us. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.